This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're gonna like
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This one.
Come on, babe. Why don't you leave some stars? if you wanna hear your thoughts on those English bars. If you
oh my God!
Hold on, Riley's gonna give some sass. Jeff will knock you down with his dumb truck ass. The show is just good game. Relax and have some fun. Review.
That's my favorite one so far. That's my absolute favorite one so far. I was dancing.
Yeah, Riley, I was like, I knew she was going to love that one because it is all that jazz from Chicago. You should have seen her face. I should have started recording the Zoom before that. That one
that
came
was
in
incredible.
From Call Him Deacon Giles.
Deacon Giles?
His name is Giles Deacon.
Giles Deacon.
I was singing his name to Deacon Blues by Steely Dan.
Thank you so much. I wasn't looking forward to recording today. It's just like, oh, you know how Jeff can be. But that really, like, that turned
What's
it
that?
Around for me. Like that,
how can I
I'm,
be?
Like, I'm so excited now because of that and only because of that. I'm like so looking forward to doing this show because that gave me the juice I need to keep going. Because it's like, oh my God. Like, we all know Jeff. We all know it's like when he can be like, oh, like that, you know? And so
Holy
it's like, that's
shit.
How he was. But now I can do anything. I can deal with anything today.
This is so fucked for you to say that on air.
Hi, Jeffy!
Hi, Riley. April 8th, are you fully vaxxed at this point or no?
On the 13th, I will
okay.
be 2 weeks
so that's
past
Tuesday.
My second dose, correct?
Yeah.
And
nice.
You will be?
I will be on the, what would that be? That's Saturday, the 18th, the 17th?
17th.
17th. So things are starting to look up in Spa.
Everything's coming up, Jeffrey. And you are coming home soon. You're coming home to LA.
Everything's coming up, Jeffrey, including Spirit Air.
You're flying Spirit?
It's the only direct flight, man.
No, dude.
But I'm vaxxed, so I'm not as concerned. If I wasn't vaccinated, I probably would have gone United connected to
Delta.
Chicago or SF because there's a little bit more space. But I just figured, how many people are going to be on that flight anyways?
There was a study done that, like, of all the airlines, Spirit is taking the least amount of COVID precautions.
Really?
Absolutely they are not.
Well, maybe I'll wear a fucking face shield then.
Absolutely wear a face shield.
and all that jazz.
Can we, in addition to the big band covers, can we get more musical theater covers? Because that really,
yeah.
like, I need that injected in my veins. I want that to mix with the vax in
yeah.
me, and I will fly.
Take that vax, take that vax. When you have Pfizer inside your arm, you'll get a sore arm. You might have a headache. You might have some GI tract issues.
You might have a headache. Jeffrey, we have a live show coming up.
We do have a live show coming up April 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Tickets available at headgum.com/live. We've got guests.
I'm going to put makeup on. Not now. I mean for the show.
You leave immediately. Well, it's not for another, 2 weeks, but yeah. Yeah, we have George Saba, Peter George Saba, Kylie Brakeman. And potentially one more that we cannot announce yet. But we'll see.
But very exciting. Go get your ticks. It's going to be a good time. But again, like, I just wanted to get that out front just because I'm really excited. But it's like, usually, Jeff, my excitement cannot be contained by things. It's like when I'm really excited.
That's not true, but yeah, go on. Hmm? Oh, cannot be contained by things. Yes. I thought you were saying that you were really good at containing your own excitement, which is not
no,
the case.
No, I'm really, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Yeah, I can't hide emotion. I feel too much. I feel too big. I feel too often.
That's horrible parallelism.
You know what can contain things sometimes?
The Container Store Part 2.
No,
let's
not
talk
today.
About it.
Baby gates.
Not to be confused by adult gates, which is more things like
water.
Watergate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Et cetera, et cetera.
So just the one.
Deflate gate.
But no, we're talking gates of the baby variety, as in I don't want little Tommy getting into the master bedroom when he's not wanted.
No little tyke is going to get in the garage when I'm fixing up my bike.
That's exactly right. Jeff, do you have any experience with baby gates that you can either remember from you being a baby, or have you had to use them in other areas of your life?
I think I had to. I used it with a dog. My childhood dog, we used it when we would have an event or something, or somebody, like little kids were around because he was kind of big. He was the sweetest, but he would scare them. So we would put a baby gate on the laundry room and just kind of, that would be his kind of room for the day.
Was he able to ever like jump over it or get past it?
I don't think he ever tried. He was just like so chill and he didn't care. I really miss him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was like my best friend for a bit.
Yeah.
It was hard, you know, when we had to put them
my
down.
My mom would put baby gates up for me so I wouldn't go into my childhood dog's area and try and eat her food.
I'm going to ask you again when I'm editing this if you want me to keep that in, because that's tragic. Ate dog food as a kid.
I tried to. I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
And it was wet. It was the wet kind. It was the canned. It was the can.
I tried to sneak in there because I thought one of my favorite games to play when I was little. I'm like, I'm a dog. And so my childhood dog's name was Ruby. Mm-hmm. And so I would try and sneak into Ruby's area, try and climb over the gate or get past the gate. Yeah. And there was a time, the famous story in my family of my mom catching, or I don't know if it was my mom, but someone catching me in Ruby's area and like holding kibble in my hands.
Oh my God.
And then being
God.
Like, Riley, what are you doing? And my eyes go wide and I go, I'm dancing. And I just started to dance. So baby gates.
Baby
gates.
Oh my God.
When I suggested
that's
last
a scene
night,
we would do.
Last night we were texting what things we should do today, and I just thought of baby gates for no reason other than they were just on the brain.
I thought you pitched this for Lamorne and Billy, and I was hoping they would choose it, baby and then gates. They didn't.
Did I? I don't know.
I think it was on our list because I remember thinking we should do that at some point if they don't want to.
Well,
do this
and
one.
Here we are. So, Mefri,
yeah,
would you like to start us off with a baby gate review?
All right, so this is one star of the Regalo 2-in-1 Stairway and Hallway Mount Baby Gate from Jordan. Want to give him a last name?
Hold on. So just to clarify, because a lot of these gates, I have some that look really, really different. Is this does this look like your run-of-the-mill baby gate?
Yeah, it's like white plastic or white cheap metal, and it like attaches to the stairwell.
Okay. This is from Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan Gleefoil.
Jordan Gleefoil writes, this gate is very hard to maneuver. We installed it per the directions at the bottom of the staircase, and because of the way it sits on the banister, it doesn't line up right. you have to line up the little latches on both the top and the bottom in order to latch, which is impossible to do one-handed. It would be a great idea if there were only one connection to make it latch, but having it line up at the top and bottom simultaneously makes it impossible to operate. The only pro is that the whole gate swings, so you don't have to try and step over anything, but latching is just too difficult for me. This is an adult man, and he's bested by a baby gate. I also love, like, he over-explains why it's difficult for him, but it's like, it doesn't matter. You're still being bested by a child-proof gate.
It reminds me, have you seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
Damn it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, there's a whole sequence, it's like... There's a bit of Roger Rabbit, and he's, like, supposed to babysit this baby. And then it's, like, you know, in the world of this cartoon, it's, like, the baby's really, really cute. And it's just getting it. It's, like, Roger realizes that the baby's gone, and it's in the kitchen. And it's, like, trying to get to a cookie jar at the top of these shelves. And, of course, it's, like, it's so precarious. It's knocking over knives, like, everything like that, like, turning on burners.
Yeah.
And then when they're not filming that baby scene, they're like, okay, cut. And the baby is just, like, he's, like, you know, Robert De Niro. And he, like, gets in his crib, like, takes out a cigar. And, like, it's also self-aware. But it's, like, it reminds me of, like, that kind of moment where it's, like, the adult is bested by the gate and they just see, like, the little baby on the other side, like, doing these things, but it's like the baby's on the other side, like, trying to commit, like, fucking credit card fraud or something.
honey,
yeah,
I know you're at work, but mm-hmm. Something's happened.
Is Ethan okay?
Ethan's okay. Our finances are not. I was what? Bested by a baby gate. I am
Come
locked
on,
upstairs.
Just, oh my God, Sam, just step over the gate and go get him. What's happening? Is he hurt? What's going
no,
on?
No, it's not the baby gate you and I bought. He built a wrought iron gate on the master bedroom door, and I don't know how he did it, but it's beautiful iron work. He clearly has been someone's apprentice or something, and I hear him in the other room, and he's making backroom deals to somehow make a short sale of the house.
Sam, April Fool's was last week. I don't have time for this. I'm really, really busy. Just go take care of him, please. I'll be home in a couple hours. I really don't have time for this right now.
I don't have time for it either. I'm supposed to be at work too. We were supposed to hand him off to the fucking daycare. I wake up 2 hours after you left, obviously, because I have a little bit more of a flexible work schedule than you.
Okay, I know. Get to the point. Yes.
I open our bedroom door and it's a wrought iron gate. And there's a fucking sign built into the iron and it says, "Who's baby now?"
You know what, Sam? I love you, but you did take a little bit too much Ambien last night before you went to bed. And so, like, this might be one of your, just go back to sleep. I'm about to deliver a baby right now at the hospital. So you go deal with this and just call me if there's actually a problem. All right.
Fine,
I'll see you
fine.
Later.
All right. He calls her up again an hour later.
What?
So he sold the car. Replaced it with a stretch limousine and is now appearing to start his own business. He filed an LLC and he's a chauffeur. I don't know what to do. Yeah. And he's doing the baby voice now, but I swear to God, before I called you, he was talking in full sentences. I think our baby's a fucking psychopath.
I hear him right there. He's trying, like, he wants to be picked up by you. What are you, why are you doing this? What is the point of you making all this?
Oh, now you're crying. Now you're crying.
Go take care. I can't be there to watch him all the time. I don't know what's gotten into you today. The Ambien clearly hasn't worn off, but go
I'll
pick up
I'll tell you what got into
son.
Me. Breast milk got into my gut.
Jesus Christ,
That's
Sam.
The only thing he let me eat. He gave me his bottle that you had set aside in the fridge, and he made a steak lunch. He had a ribeye.
During all this, the baby is constructing, like, a hamster, like, water drip feeder to go into the bedroom, but it's filled
with human
milk. Oh, that's
very nice. That's really charming coming from a baby of your advanced months.
Stop. Don't talk to our son like that.
This isn't our son. This isn't the same Ethan you saw last night. I don't know what got into him. You should be asking what got into him.
The baby takes out a butter knife, puts it through the gate and up to your throat.
Dada.
Sweetie.
What?
He has a knife to my fucking throat. It's a butter knife, but I'm still scared.
You know what? Seeing is relieving. If you don't FaceTime me right now, the baby widens his eyes, shakes its head, puts the butter knife a little bit deeper into your neck.
I have to call you back later.
The baby nods his head. Dada.
You coward.
Okay, you know what? I'm turning my phone off for the rest of the day. I can't deal with this. I'll be home. Bye. Puts the knife away. Takes out a cigarette.
Oh, no.
Takes out a little match.
He lights it against his facial hair. Yeah. No, that should not be possible.
What do you want to know, Dada?
How long have you been able to talk, you little rascal? You fiend.
The entire time. You stupid putz. You fell right into my little grabby paws.
Why this? Why now? Why are you an ironsmith and a chauffeur? What weird professions you've chosen.
I'm a jack of all trades. I figure if I can't start now, then I'm never gonna get to it. And you're just a small pea-brained little man. I figure if I could get Dada on my side, be just as easy to knock over when the time comes, then me and Mama can make a break for it. Leave you and start our own lives.
Why? Even if you're this way, even if you're like a prodigy, why not just have a dad as well?
I don't like you very much. It's not even like you're a bad dad. You just suck, man. You're just a sad guy. Why would I want you as a father figure?
Yeah, wow. This is the saddest day of my life. I don't really know what else to say. I mean, you're kind of right. I kind of fell into the profession. I was an analyst in my 20s. Made a lot of money, but I wasn't passionate about it.
Drink the milk, Dada.
I am. Laps it up.
You weak little boy. That's what you are, a little boy.
No, you're a little boy. I think you're a little boy no matter how much you smoke or own in assets.
Takes out the butter knife, taps the sign. You are baby. Now you say it.
You're baby.
No, you say I'm baby.
No, you said to tell. You told me to say you're baby. That's the exact words you used. I just did exactly what you said. You said you're baby. Say that. I said you're baby. Now you're mad?
Cut to the dad is now in an oversized diaper on the bed.
Say it.
This is so fucked.
Say it.
And the weirdest part is that I'm on the other side of these locked in iron bars, which means that I put this on myself. I'm your father.
But you're also
a former analyst.
Honey, I'm home.
Yeah. Oh, now he's crying.
Oh my God, the house is a complete mess. Sam, what the hell is wrong with you?
Everything I told you that you didn't believe is here. Why are you mad at me? Clearly he did this.
Baby's reaching to be picked up.
Don't pick him up. You don't know what he's capable of. Do you not smell that? He was smoking all day. He was chain smoking Marlboros.
He had thrown all the cigarettes into the bedroom. They're all scattered around you. Jesus, Sam. You know what? I should have known an analyst would never make a good father. Ethan and I are leaving. I walk away. The baby's turned facing you. Gives you the finger.
You piece of shit. I'm going to get you back, Ethan. What? I'm gonna get you back, man! Rattling the fucking cages in a diaper. He clearly looks like he's in a crib. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Riley, do you want to do our second review?
I think I will. Right. 5 stars. This is for summer modern home decorative walkthrough baby gate metal with bronze finish decorative arch doorway 30 God. Inches tall fits opening up to 28 inches and 42 inches wide baby and pet gate for doorways and stairways. So basically this gate, it's a baby gate, but it looks like, I'm just going to text it to you. The photo is pretty special because it looks like a quote unquote fancy gate. But
oh,
then
no.
It's just the promo photo they use is so wild. I'll put this on the Instagram. It's just...
Oh, no! This yeah. is so bad.
It's so bad. it's like if you want a gate that looks nice, but it doesn't look nice.
Right, yeah. this is so awful.
This is 5 stars from Kim S.
Salt.
Kim Salt. Saltine? Kim Saltine.
Yeah.
Okay, the title... Fantastic gate to stop the crumb monsters. This is just the gate I needed. You see, I have a little army of minions I birthed into this world, and they seem to make a habit of using one of my biggest issues against me. You see how some people feel about spiders and snakes? I feel about crumbs. Don't get me wrong, it isn't mess.
God.
It's the feeling of crumbs, and thus seeing them and thinking about feeling them. We just moved, and to help keep the little ones from crumbing the whole house, we put this baby gate up in the dining room. Of course, the older kids can open it as intended, but that means they have to think about taking food out of the kitchen through the dining room where it should be eaten in and into the rest of the house. They should think, holy crap, mom will freak if she catches me and turn back before it's too late. Hopefully. The gate will also keep the youngest crumb monster in the dining room to eat her meals and snacks as she is no longer confined to a high chair. Though honestly, that just gave her a high vantage point to launch her crumbs far and wide. So far, baby can't get past the gate. It was easy to install and not hard to figure out for older people. Baby, whenever possible, opens the gate as far as it will go to make sure it doesn't self-close. This is just fine when there isn't food on the dining room table, as there is another baby gate between the dining room and kitchen. I'm going to replace that one with another one of these, as the old one has to be climbed over, and while this mama needs a workout, it can be a pain when trying to carry food out of the kitchen into the dining room. Point being, this gate is helping me so much. I love how it looks, and I'm getting at least one more of them.
Yeah, so look, we invited you to the staffing meeting because we loved your sample pilot. Obviously, mm-hmm. we're the EPs of Modern Family.
Yeah.
And you just soft-pitched us that idea, which it just doesn't make a lot of sense within the tone of the show. Why would Phil be suddenly, his whole personality almost being that he's anti-crumb, and then the fact that he puts up baby gates in every doorway, it just doesn't seem like, I mean, they're kids, and at this point in the show, they're all grown, they're not babies.
Even though it's a sitcom, right, and everyone has their standard personalities, it's like, oh, this is totally what Claire would do, oh my god, Alex
right,
would react like
right.
this, it's like, they're also able to change. And so I think that's what's really important. It's like you're able to develop over time different hopes, different dreams, different fears, different goals show up.
Yeah.
And so for Phil to develop something like a crumb aversion, mm-hmm. I think would be something that is totally in line with the kind of guy he is. And if it's not, then it's like, who's to say he can't grow and change into fearing, you know, those little crumb monsters.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. Like, it's... arcs are so important in keeping the show interesting and keeping mm-hmm. the viewership, which obviously we've done. Fears, developing fears is an interesting one. Definitely, you know, developing new relationships, different conflict.
Yeah.
Fears, if it's fear, it should be more like fear of failure or fear of his kids growing up. It shouldn't mm-hmm. be fear of food droppings. I just don't understand.
But I mean, it's like, listen, Paul.
Do you have any other
changings? Paul?
It's Chuck, but yeah.
But can I call you Paul?
Yeah. Fine, call me Paul.
Those fears, like the kids growing up, empty nester, what's his purpose? We've seen that all before. We see it everywhere,
yeah,
right?
It works.
It's like we can't get enough of it.
Because it's a universal experience. Yeah.
We get it. Who's going to tell the crumb monster story if not us?
All right. We'll think about that one. Probably not going to use it. Do you have any other ideas for characters? Ideally in line with the characters' motifs.
Absolutely,
their themes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Jay. Jay. You know, he's the patriarch, the main grandpa Jay. He's the patriarch. He's kind of overseer.
Little old school, little hard knocks.
That's exactly. He's a little old school, little hard knocks. He cannot stand the sight, the mention of a soda stream. Bubbles in his water? I don't think so. And so I think that's going to be really interesting to explore.
Sorry, I see that you brought note cards. On that note card, it says, bubbles and soda are the crumbs of liquid.
You beat me to it. And that's not just because you saw the note card. I think you got it, that it's like bubbles and soda.
It was almost solely because of the note card.
Bubbles are the crumbs of water.
Right.
So, and so the men in this family, it's like they either want the whole thing or none of it. They're not right. going to take crumbs. They're not going to settle for anything less than the whole deal.
You're making it so much bigger than what it is. Jay sells closet systems. We loved your sample, and there was no mention of crumbs in it. So we're shocked at how this meeting's been going.
Oh, I get it. I get it. You loved the sample because it was kind of, it was really diving into the relationship between Jay yes. and Phil of like yes. father-in-law and son-in-law and,
absolutely.
You know, how what they want the best for their families. But sometimes that doesn't always line up with what they want as individuals.
Exactly.
And they're going to have to learn to let go.
Yeah.
Right? We can put that in the crumb bubble.
Yeah,
stories.
There it is.
We can absolutely tie those in because Phil's little rugrats, they're in college, they're in high
right,
school.
Right, so they're not rugrats.
They are eating food, they're
sure.
dropping crumbs.
Barely.
And that reminds Phil that it's like, oh, my kids are tiptoeing into the woods of the unknown. And like Hansel and Gretel, who I mentioned before, they're dropping little crumbs along the way.
Forget.
And that's yeah. terrifying to me. And Jay sees that and he's like, I feel the loss of my family. I feel it falling apart. I feel the residue like bubbles in my water, like just rising to the top of the roof of my mouth and stinging it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And it hurts in his heart and in his mouth.
I don't know about any of that. You have one more note card, I guess, just like due diligence. Let's
Gloria
just hear it
out.
Gloria
loves labeling things now. Gloria
got
a labeler.
Who is your agent?
I'm
You're not allowed back. Yeah, okay, then I don't know who scheduled this. I don't know how I read your shit.
Claire loves hoop earrings.
Get out of my office.
Okay.
All right, I got a review of the same one, the Regalo 1 and 2, hallway, stairway, mounted, baby
okay.
gate. This is one star from Mr. Davis.
Okay, I'm not going to change it.
No, because his first name is Mr.
Oh,
so
Mr.
it's actually Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis.
One star. If you want your baby to die, buy this and rely on it.
Oh my God.
The swinging hinge is plastic glued to metal. Clearly this won't stand the test of time. My plastic hinge disconnected from the gate while my son was holding on to it at the top of the stairs, and he almost fell down the entire flight. My son is one and can barely walk. I don't think you understand the shriek that came out of his mother's mouth when she saw him hanging on for dear life while the broken gate was open, hanging over the stairs. I would have sued this company if my son fell. The product is not safe. Do not purchase.
This reminded me of like, instead of it's like a literal baby, it's like you want it. It's like almost like Mr. and Mrs. Smith is like, you want to kill your baby? Well, this is the way to do it. And it's like just this couple trying like different devices to murder each other.
It's like those fridges that have the water dispensers.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the husband walks downstairs in the middle of the night, like groggy eyed, puts his thing down and just mm-hmm. like absolute bleach comes down.
Yeah.
Michelle, are you trying to kill me again?
Sorry, I'm asleep. I was asleep.
No, you weren't. You were trying to kill me with bleach.
Oh, what's that smell?
You were trying to kill me. That's bleach. You were trying to kill me with bleach. It's not going to get me, but nice try. I love you.
I love you. I'll get you one of these days.
I'll get you back for this, by the way. I'll get you back for sure.
I know. Don't get me. I go into the bathroom the next morning, open the medicine cabinet to, you know, get a brush, whatever. A bowling ball is on top of the cabinet. As soon as I open it, it starts to fall. I catch it. Oh, wow. That was good. That was good. Hey, Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Sorry, I was just on the computer.
I roll it into the computer room.
Damn it.
That was good. That almost bashed my head in.
It was close.
Really close. I caught it just centimeters above my skull. Absolutely
nice.
Centimeters
well, you
above
know what?
My skull.
I'm going to get you one of these days.
No, I'm going to get you back today. I'm not going to tell you when, but it'll absolutely be today.
That's terrifying.
I'm going to murder
you
today. Yeah, I love you so much. I love you so much. I'll see
Cut
you later.
To me in bed later that night. I'm like sleeping on my stomach. I roll over to my side at the very last second before a buzzsaw comes up through the mattress. and it would have gotten me if I hadn't rolled over to my side.
Whoa, what is that? Oh,
Michelle.
Oh,
you have the controller in your hand.
Did that not get you?
It didn't even get me. I think it might have scraped my back hair, so thanks for the shave.
No, I would have loved to shave years off your
life. I'm going to flatten you.
Yeah, no, my God. I love you so much, honey. I love you so much.
Cut to her walking out to her car the next day. I'm in a steamroller.
I jump out at the last second.
Damn.
You know what? If you had been a little faster,
it's just the steamroller. It's so heavy. It's so slow.
It's so heavy. It's so big.
Ugh.
I just come up right. I come close to him. Like, I take out a switchblade. We could end this right here, right now.
I thought we were best friends and we were doing like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith role play for sex. You actually want to come?
This is a role play for sex. Yeah, I want to fucking kill you. Why would I put bleach in your drink? Why would I try and put a buzzsaw in the bed? You tried to kill me with a bowling ball. You're just trying to run me over with a steamroller. You thought this was a fucking game?
I thought it was BDSM. I thought it was, yeah.
I put it away. Well, now I feel terrible.
No, now I feel like.
No, God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
I should have talked. I mean, like, now it's just like I shouldn't have even tried to, like, spice things up in the bedroom
no,
if you want me to.
I wanted you to spice things up, but it's like I wanted to take your life. I really did just want to. I wanted to end it all for you. I wanted to be curtains for you.
And I wanted you to not breathe anymore. Like, now looking back on it makes total sense because you did, try to kill me with a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
In bed, which is where we could have just had the sex.
Right.
I feel dumb. I'm embarrassed. No, I don't really know what to say.
Don't feel dumb. You know what? Let's just pretend like it didn't happen, right?
All right.
Just go back to being us.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. As I step out of the steamroller, I walk into your switchblade.
That was an accident. Or was it?
I've never been so turned on. You look down. Where I was stabbed, it was directly into my full erection.
I got you.
And I got some. Do we want to do one more? Or?
This is, again, for the weird fancy gate. Mm-hmm. These are just letters and numbers, so you make up a name.
Let's go Dalton... Zinc.
Dalton Zinc. Okay, mm-hmm. 5 stars.
And guess what he's deficient in?
I think I know.
Let's say it together. 3, 2, 1. Zinc. Vitamin B12.
God damn it. Okay, the title. It's 5 stars. The title is 3 Super Bummed Dogs. Dogs is all caps. I couldn't wait to write a review for this gate. I put it in my living room / kitchen entrance. Great color and design to not look awkward, but it's a super cute design. My dogs, all caps, hate it. My cats think it's cool because they can still squeeze through, which is perfect. It's not easy to open, but it's a pull-up squeeze lever type, which I love because it keeps the kids I babysit guessing. Smiley face. So sturdy. I have 3 huge dogs, 2 German Shepherds, 100 pounds, that couldn't budge it and are super pissed after the install. Cry laughing emoji. I love it. No complaints.
Settle down. Don't babysit kids is my second piece of advice.
I hate this shit. You're applying to be a foster at a dog rescue.
So if there's any other information that I can provide, just let me know. I'd love to.
I guess just in terms of the safety of your house, I saw that you have a split level home. And so just in terms of stairs, we just want to make sure that, our animals would be safe and they wouldn't get into any trouble.
No trouble. I will say that the way that I connect with like people I love and, by extension, dogs that I love is razzing.
Mm-hmm.
Is razzing, so I like when I'm out with my buddies, I'll like insult my best friend, but he knows it's all in good fun, so like that's how we connect. So with the dogs, what I might have to do is like put the baby gates up that I do have for safety.
Hey, you do have baby gates for safety,
but in kind of weird and wacky places every day, like switch it up on them so they're kind of like, oh, what? What? And that's kind of funny to them.
Sorry. I only mean to laugh because the voice you did for the dog was so. That's the voice we do for them. But
well, I'm a dog guy, you know, and that's why
it, you I'm are. What it. It's funny to them. It seems like it could be a little stressful, a little distressing for their environment.
Well, it's already
to
a new place
up so suddenly. Exactly.
It's already a new environment.
Right. So,
so
why
I feel like
would you
want to
make it more stressful for them? Is my question.
Okay. Well, like I said, you could make the same argument of like, why would I make fun of some of my best friends? But they know it's all in good fun, and like it is how we connect. So that's
cut
how I'm going
to
connect
you at,
with the
like public. after work drinks with your friends. Ugh, guys, I'm so sorry about how that presentation went. I just got so nervous. My mouth just went so dry. I know. And then you coughed water all over your papers. No, I know. It was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
It was yeah. Hey, I reparked your car when you went to go get a drink.
What?
Yeah, I moved it like 8 blocks away.
That's so far. What, Damien? What?
It's a joke, man. How long have we known each other?
We've known each other.
I'm this way.
Don't say it like that. I know you're that way. I had foot surgery like last week. I've been in a boot all week, and you move my car 8 blocks away when I have a temporary handicap sticker on the car?
I don't think you have a boot anymore, so it shouldn't be much of an issue. You look under the table. It's a party hat.
How did you do that?
While you were getting the drink, I was also removing the boot.
Dude, we invited you out as like a let's try one more time to see if Damien can just like be a nice fucking guy. And like,
I'm nice.
I don't know why we bother with you. It's like for no reason. These aren't fun pranks.
Why don't you try telling that to Peter over here? Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Look at your driver's license.
Holy shit.
It's an entirely different state.
How did you do that?
How did you changed do that? Your place of legal residence.
That's so, dude, you fucking got me.
Right?
You
we daff up.
Got me. No, Peter, that's illegal. No.
No,
that's why it's so good. That's why this guy's the master. He just like loves a hijinks.
That's so good. It's so friendship.
It's so friendship. Great, then you and Peter go be friends. Yeah, you and Peter go be friends. We're not inviting you out for after work drinks with us ever again.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what, Evelyn? I think you're going to be singing a different tune when you find out that the cupcake you had at lunch was made of metal. Shavings.
She starts throwing up blood. Oh my God, Evelyn! Evelyn! Threw the blood. She got me.
Yeah, I got her.
Me.
We daff up several times.
No, this is you almost, you. That's a felony, I think, what you did to Peter. And you almost killed Evelyn for what, a joke?
I think it's all going to be worth it, man. Look at your dick. Pull your waistband out. Look how different it looks. It's huge.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know that boot that you had? You know that the surgery you had to have on the foot?
Yeah.
Where they had to remove a little bit of flesh. I had him add it to your phallus. And that's what friendship's all about.
When didn't you do this? I just went to the bathroom like 5 minutes ago. And everything looked fine.
Say it with me now. In between moving the car and removing the boot. Oh, shit. You know what? I'm late for an appointment. I have to go foster some dogs.
Wait. Thanks.
Talking about it, making his dick bigger. Hey, what you did back there? I thought that was really cool.
Comes over to his house. Well, he's like a change of the gates. The dogs are going insane. They can't settle. They're so scared. Hey, wait. Sorry, I had to go get my car and then come all the way here, and my foot is just killing me.
Yeah, and walking must be a little bit slower
walking,
now.
Walking,
yeah.
I mean, it's a mammoth down there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say what you did back there. Not just the car, not just the boot, but the dick. That was really cool.
It's nothing you wouldn't do for me.
As soon as he's saying thank you, one of these 100-pound German shepherds just rips the dick off out of anxiety.
I couldn't have foreseen this. This shook me all.
Oh, that was interesting.
It started as a voice crack, I'm going to be honest, and then
okay.
I just went with it.
No, you saved it. Nephi, what shook you? You said that you had one. Before we started recording, you're like, oh, I'll save it for my what shook me.
Because tonight I'm gonna party like it's 2020 eyes.
What?
I'm getting a LASIK consultation in a week.
Oh my God!
I have famously dry eyes.
Famously dry eyes.
Which wouldn't be so bad because a lot of people have dry eyes and it's not that bad. But for me, it results in redness. So I just looked like high all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm self-conscious about it, if I'm being honest. So
no, it's like, and they look really bad.
What's that?
And they look, it's like, oof, woof. Oh my God, he left. Oh my God, he seriously fucking left. I bet he's getting a prop or something right now. I bet he's getting... I'm trying to imagine what he's going to grab, like what he's going to show up with when he turns his camera back on. He was playing with the pipe while we were doing improv. I want everyone to know that. He absolutely had the pipe. And if you listen to the HeadGum podcast this week, you'll know that that's a strike against him for using prop comedy in place of actual confrontation and communication. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if he's going to get changed, if he's going to put on different glasses, if he's going to put eye drops in.
Sorry, I just had to like channel the Mamba mentality.
So there it is. Jeff, did you hear anything I said?
I didn't hear anything you just said. I had to take my headphones off.
That's great. You'll hear it later. So I just want everyone to know that I was right, and it is a visual prop comedy thing. He put on a Lakers jersey.
I put a Kobe Bryant jersey on because it's the Mamba mentality. To basically move forward from that one-off, that aside, that joke that you made, in air quotes, I have to just kind of be Mamba about it.
I'm very excited for your LASIK consultation.
I was a candidate in December 2019, which is when I was going to get it initially, but then I couldn't because of work. So I do think I'm going to be a candidate, and I do think it's going to actually be a huge solve for my chronic dry eye issues because I won't have to wear my contacts. And also, just secondarily, being able to wake up and see is going to be amazing for me.
That's going to be very exciting for you. Yeah. Hold on. There's a fucking fly. Am I going to get it right? Fuck you. I got it. Okay.
And Riley will, of course, drive me to the appointment and you know, refill my water glass when I'm like healing for the first 24 hours. It'll be waiting on me.
Or it'll be your roommate, George Saba.
It'll be you for sure. And I'm wondering if I get to have the house for the year.
If you get to have my house?
For the year, yeah, just while I recover.
No, I don't think so. What's shaking me...
Oh, no.
Spider bite's still here.
Yeah.
It really does look like I've been punched in the face.
It kind of does.
And it's looking a lot better, but my God, it is so frustrating. And I, what's really cute and chic about me is that I'm a hypochondriac. And so, of course, last night, I'm looking up like... I open up an incognito window and I'm like, spider bite on face, never heal? And then it's like, and then it was like, it was like spider bite near eye? And there were all these things about it's like you could potentially go blind in one eye. And I'm like, huh, cure blindness? Like,
oh my God.
Like, it was tough. So then I watched an episode of Ted Lasso, iced my face, went to bed, woke up. It's a little less red. Didn't mean it to rhyme, but here we are.
Well, you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, and the show on Twitter at Review Review. Oh my God.
Don't
follow the show on Twitter. We don't use it.
You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee.
Should we read a 5-star review from Apple Podcasts?
Yes, a great idea.
This one is the most recent one from Jack Bertolami, which sounds like a deli meat. It's 5 stars. Riley was absolutely on fire in the Container Store episode. Had me dying. Jeff was also there.
Oh my God, that's the nicest review. That's, you know what? Let's get more of those rolling in. That's like, oh my God. That's, you guys, that's so nice. We've so appreciated.
Not really. It's pretty mean to me.
You were there.
He didn't even have the courtesy to like write a full roast of me, like several sentences about why I was bad. He just said I was there, which is like.
He didn't say you were bad. He said you were there.
That's worse. I'd rather him feel something towards me. It's like when somebody says, hey, man, do you not like me? And they're like, I don't think about you.
Yeah, you were also there.
No, don't take that tone with me because it's so condescending.
The worst tone. Jeffrey,
I don't want that. I don't want that from anyone. I'd rather not do what... I'd rather be an analyst.
Jeffrey.
I'd rather work in finance than have that tone taken of
me. Jeffrey, you were also recording. That's huge.
That's like Professor McGonagall to Harry Potter if he wasn't that good of a wizard but still the chosen one.
No, Harry... You are a wizard.
I know, but I was supposed to be the fucking chosen one. I can't even do Expelliarmus.
But you can hold a wand. You're here.
That's true. I mean, let me try it. He tries to hold the wand, drops it.
You are in the classroom. You made it. You're here. You're standing.
My legs are tired, though. I was actually about to sit.
You can take a seat. You're still here.
Sits down. Chair breaks.
You are in the room with me.
Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Yes.
Thank you to A Real Diva Coach Hut Hut High.
Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Skarn.
Ako.
Alex Watts.
Alex Witt.
Alton Burkholder.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anna Liv.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bagadoo, it's a joke about me being a shit bag.
Bob, 10,000 strong to get Daniel Rashid on the Discord Buell.
Brad Hild.
Breg Deg Megs.
Brian Dodd.
Brownlee's Druthers.
Chuck.
Cameron Bradley.
Chase and Bales.
Christian Basketball.
Connor Finnegan.
Kerpature.
Damien de Chris, Damien Kirk.
Daniel Bonney.
Daniel Rough and Tough Glove.
Douglas. New patron.
Eric Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Felicity Britton.
Fio Nuts. Davis Esquire.
Jeffrey James fan account.
Nice. GG.
Greg Berg.
Hallie.
Hot Dog.
Holly.
Isaac Puff.
Jake the Snake Radiff.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jimmy Songlaugh.
New patron.
Ooh, hello.
John Phelps.
Jonah Sanchez.
Jub Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
That's really good. Caleb Luster.
Katie Ross.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Kerwin.
Lauren Malang.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matt Halley.
Matthew Lizama.
Okay, here we go. Oh my god. Me making you say things makes me feel powerful and more importantly so happy. Thanks so much. I love you guys.
Michael Rowland.
Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch for the love of all things Chine. Will someone please just hire Nolan Murphy?
Nate Porteous.
Oh god, here we go. Oh my god! Nolan... Nolan Murphy, more like unemployed fucker. He couldn't think of anything clever, and that's why he has no job. Phoenix McVernon.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildum.
Slick Ricky.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
Steph Cass.
Steve Fowa.
Theodore Giesen.
TR, a.k.a. Gulia, a.k.a. Penis McGinty. Penis McFinty.
Tyler Ray Hawkins.
Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow Bouchard.
Yyler Garvey, new patron.
New patron. And Yarrow Bouchard knocked from the last slot.
Y'all were wiling out this week.
I love the energy, though. It makes it more fun to read.
Thank you all so much for being patrons at the highest tier. If you have any interest in subscribing to more of Jeff and Maya's comedy content, you can go to patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
If not, that's also fine. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, let me leave you guys off with a platitude. All things must pass. I really do think that. I think that all things must pass and that things are going to end up being just fine.
You're sitting in a closet in a Lakers jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.